Hi there, and welcome to Drunk Distry Presents The Dark Ride. This is a fun Disney Parks podcast hiding in a drinking game. Here we usually talk about and rate all of your favorite and not so favorite rides and attractions, all this while getting drunk until we can't feel feelings. My name is Ryan Bieber, and I'm here with my co-host, Adrian Hamilton. We are two diehard fans of the themed out world, and we started this show because we know all you all cool people, you like this stuff too. So we're here to normalize all you adulting theme nerds and have a few beverages while we're at it. And today we invite you to join us on our World Showcase Showdown. That's right, Mickeys and Minnies, come on down. You're the next listeners on the Pavilion is Right. Over the last few months, we did deep dives all around Epcot's World Showcase, and now we need your help to wrap our lap around the lagoon. We ranked all, each and every one of the pavilions in a series of categories, our Drink That Pee game, and today we're going to cover the highs, we're going to cover the lows, we're going to get weird with it as we throw praise and shade with abandon at all the countries. Hopefully, at the end, we will know with certainty which pavilion is the reigning champ. I think we might all have an inkling of an idea already. And which pavilion is up for elimination. This isn't a reality show with Gordon Ramsay hosting, so I guess no illumination. Maybe illumination, I don't know. We're going to, I guess at the end, we'll just say that yay to the victors, boo to the bottom dwellers of the Pavilion Pond. We're going to play some games today. We're going to share some ideas on what we would do if we were the top dogs of Imagineering. I'm pretty sure Adrian is the top dog of Imagineering, at least in my heart. So I'm psyched. What do you think? You ready to get these peas in order and start this ultimate wrap-up? I think we all are, right?
It's time. The time has come.
All right. Without further ado, let's rank that P. Take me down, I'll be right up. 'Cause you aim too low and I've had enough. Always been vibrating. Do think you can change it. Adrian, we made it. We made it.
Oh, bow, bow, bow. Confetti guns. Well, I mean, I'm just gonna say it. The best part of this thing being over is never having to hear you say "drink that pee" again. That's my personal thing.
Just wait till my next voicemail.
I agree.
That was not the best name. But once you start, you just can't stop.
Yeah, it's the Pringles of games. Yep.
Unfortunately, there was 11 of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a road. It's been a long road. It makes you realize how big the World Showcase is.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
It makes me appreciate how much thought went into every single... Like, we take a lot of things for granted when
we went all the way around the world in what feels like 80 days.
It might have been.
And I think like the timing actually kind of works out because it's been nearly 3 months and we made it all the way around. So I think we really did do the world
in
80 days.
We lived to tell the tale. We drank this is drinking around the world for real.
Yeah, for sure.
Like we really did.
Yeah, my liver is not happy with me.
No, my liver is like, you better play another game. You better get on another podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Yeah, like kombucha, like wheatgrass.
Yeah, you better get on a running and walking podcast.
For sure. All right, so we finished our deep dive. I think it's time to fold the laundry, right? Like we got to do some sorting. Okay. A lot of countries that we covered. And I think we both deserve a drink for covering all of these. And, you know, this whole idea of a walk
we're very
podcast
proud of ourselves.
or a wheatgrass podcast can wait.
Yeah.
So let's celebrate by drinking. Today, we're just going to be having like a nice glass, a nice mug of champagne.
A mug of champagne, yeah. But cheers, right?
Yeah, popping bottles.
Woo! We're just This is the perfect thing to celebrate. So like, champagne is for celebration.
Champagne is
for celebration. And we haven't drank any champagne in this showdown.
No, and it's about damn time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're drinking some sparkling wine from Cui Cui. Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like something. It's like a bodily
French
function.
It's French.
Maybe it's wee wee.
Oh, maybe. That's what I'm going to be doing after.
Is it spelled O U I?
No, it's C U I.
Oh,
Cui Cui.
So what we're gonna, what exactly are we gonna do today?
I don't know. We're just gonna.
You're gonna kind of. First of all, you're gonna give us the rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm excited. I honestly, the thing is, like, I have an idea of what I think is the low one, but I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
I'm not positive. I know what the top is.
Yeah. In the middle, I'm sure that you have no idea where we fell.
No.
Yeah. I didn't either. I feel like it's time to do some little mathy recap. School's in session. It's time to break out the calculator and see who comes up the big winner. And who is Italy? So,
ooh, sick burn.
So I think let's start at the worst. So to lead us from your phone and never look back. Fuck you and your friends and all that, you know what I mean, that I think you're the worst of them. Think you're the worst. So to lead us from your phone and never look. That's
stupid.
Right. I think you're the worst.
So this Italy is the one that's getting voted out of the World Showcase.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I won't go that far, but like,
I will.
But it's got
and it's Jeff Probst, not George Gordon Ramsay, who knocks people off the island.
Well, yeah, I didn't say anything about an island. I've spent my time in the kitchen. I don't know what you're talking about.
The tribe has spoken.
So, okay, we're gonna start at the bottom and we'll work our way up, right? So, The bottom score with a score of 18.5. So yeah, the drink the pee ride. We'll explain it as we get into our next section where we actually talk about each of the individual technical rounds and everything. But it's basically we ranked via categories, technical rounds and like one vibe round, which is like an overall feeling of the pavilion round. And we combined and averaged our scores to get the score that we're giving the pavilion.
Yeah.
So all 11 pavilions fall on this rhetoric. So there's 50
total points up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. And 50 total points. Our bottom scoring pavilion was with a score of 18.5 was Italy. So didn't break the 20 mark.
Ciao, Bella.
Yeah. next coming in at under half at 23 was China.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yep. Then a few points up from that, 26.5. We typically do tie goes to the ride.
Yeah.
But in this case, I put the scores in as they actually fell. That's because fine. Cause some of them were...
Some are close?
Very close, okay. Yeah. So in this case, America comes in at 26.5.
So America was the bottom three.
Bottom three, yep. Followed by UK at 29.
UK.
Oh, now we have a three-way tie at 32.5.
Three pavilions got 32.5.
Three pavilions came in at 32.5.
That's wild.
And those were Canada, Morocco, and Norway all got 32.5. And I give it up to Morocco for fucking getting that kind of score without an attraction, without a decent restaurant.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome that they
it's
were able to
gotta
get
it's got to be the extra offerings, like,
it
for
has,
sure.
It has great extra offerings. Yeah. And it has amazing theme. An amazing
ambiance.
Yeah, it
is an amazing theme.
So pretty crazy that was a big shocker for me that ended up all the way up there. Maybe we were just in good moods that day. Who knows?
Morocco's a great pavilion.
It is a great pavilion. It's beautiful. It's one of my tops, as we'll come to see. Next
so now this
up,
is the top three right here?
We're looking at top four right now. So okay. So sneaking in right underneath the top three at 34 points was Germany.
Ah.
Didn't make top three, but still, you know, good Danke. Showing. Good showing at 34 points. And now we're in the top three. We have at 37.5, France.
Aight.
Coming in third place.
Wow, it did good.
One half point above that at 38, we have Japan.
Okay.
And then Mexico dominating. The only one to break the 40 mark. And in fact, it comes in at a 46 overall.
Ooh.
So crushing the competition is
arriba.
The little pyramid that could absolutely smoked everybody else.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't think there would be that big of a spread.
Yeah. That's why, like, last week I was like, well, I'm not telling anybody because it's just such a ridiculous jump.
Yeah. It's
yeah. So, wild. So,
according to us, the top three pavilions are Mexico, Japan, and France.
Yep. According to our ranking system.
Yeah. It's interesting. I thought it was going to be Mexico, Japan, and Morocco.
Mm. Interesting.
I thought that was the top three.
Yeah, I mean France is a great pavilion, and this we should say that this is before Ratatouille, Remy,
which means it might have even beat Japan. I still don't think it would have beat.
I mean, I think in our score, and I have all of the individual scores up on my screen too. So in attractions, it got France got a 7 because it does have a show. Entertainers,
meet and greets,
mimes. Ugh, gross.
Yeah. Sergio's in Italy.
Yeah. Yes, he's back, baby.
He's back.
So I mean, I think that it, you know, Remy's going to bring it up at least a point.
At least.
So, you know, that brings it over Japan.
Yeah,
it's only a half point below. So, yeah, I think that will definitely be, you know, if when we do this next year.
Oh God.
I'm not going to be doing this next year.
No.
Unless you guys really liked it, and then you have to.
You have to
write in with like express reasoning.
It'd be a heavy letter writing campaign to do this again.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to know, you know, express reasoning why you would ever need us to do this again.
But maybe people will want us to redo France now that Remy is there.
Sure, or like, you know, do like a different set of rules to it that we don't make up. We tried our best already.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely not do it over the course of 11 weeks ever again, because that was brutal. So, big congratulations to
Mexico.
I'm really proud of you.
Raise the flag.
Yeah. I'm really, really proud of you, Mexico.
Are you about to do something?
Yeah, I'm gonna give Mexico a little
tribute.
A little tribute.
Okay, let's hear it. Because you are the best thing.
You are the best thing. Yeah.
It's true.
It's totally true.
I mean, not only the best, like the very best. Yeah. Because. So, should we give our initial thoughts on this rank? So, I said one thing that I thought that I did not think that. I don't know. I just thought Morocco would have been up there, but what, you know what surprised me? America doing that bad. Cuz I don't think American Pavilion is that bad. It did pretty bad.
Well,
I like the American Adventure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the American Pavilion is trash.
Okay.
So, I think between the two of us, and I can do a quick little look-see-loo to find out, but I'm pretty sure that there was only a 3-point swing between us. I scored it at 25 out of 50, and you scored it at 28.
So. Right. So I think in my assessment, I probably scored a little lower than maybe I was swayed.
Yeah. And even at your 28, like if I had scored it up to 28, it still wouldn't have beaten UK.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you look at that one attraction is good, right? And it got good scores in the attraction ranking.
Yeah.
That category. But, you know, the theme is not good there.
Yeah.
And the extra offerings are dog shit in America. It scored the worst in extra offerings.
Extra offerings is tough. They have got funnel cakes.
I mean,
turkey legs.
It barely beat out Italy.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm just surprised. It was really low.
Agreed. Very low.
Not surprised by Italy, you know.
China, no. I think China, you know, we talked about it during that episode. On paper, it's got everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a giant store. It's got an attraction. It's got, you know, bright colors. It's got, you know, stuff. I guess that's where it falls flat. It's like stuff, you know.
It's got and it doesn't have like a, there's nothing, like we said, and I think it was true, there's nothing like special. Like, there's not one thing that you could be like, this is special about this place. Where it's like with America, I feel like you can say the American Adventure is one special sort of thing that draws you in.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well, let's break it down.
Yeah, okay. So, This is just like a reminder. We did all these rankings by ranking each pavilion in a series of categories through our play along at home game, Drink That Pee, which is basically a Drink the Difference game where we rank the Epcot Pavilion through a series of three technical and one overall round, and then drink the point difference that we gave each. So the shittier the pavilion was, the drunker we would get. There was a couple like crazy pavilions like Italy and China where I was like sincerely fucked up by the end of this game just because they were, you know, bad enough where...
Yeah, we thought we were actually in Italy and China.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you think about it, like, if every second, every point that they don't get is like a second that we have to drink. So, right. when it gets like 18.5, that's like 40 seconds of just drinking straight booze.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So by the end, like, it was multiple fill-ups of the mug. And
there
like,
were some that were, we where we chose the wrong drink, like, for having to... I think it was... Where were we glugging?
We glugged in
Italy. We were glugging red wine.
Yeah, it was
that was tough.
Yeah, but thank God we weren't, you know, doing something stronger.
Like limoncello
or one of our fans said like, "Oh, why don't you drink amaretto?"
Oh.
You're like, "Yeah, but like I don't want to drink like, you know,
38 sips of amaretto." Yeah,
a pint of amaretto. Ew, is not a good idea. our technical rounds are on theme. Which is like the overall theme, the beauty, the wow factor. Then we have entertainment and attractions, including live entertainment, any kind of ride or other attraction that would be there. Mm-hmm. Then we have extra offerings and amenities. This includes like edutainment pieces or restaurants, shops, etc. And then we had our vibe, which those technical rounds are all out of 10, and then the vibe round is out of 20. So I thought that I would kind of share what each of us did as our best and worst for each of the rounds.
Oh, I'm interested.
Okay, so for theme, my top was Japan and Morocco tied. Japan and Morocco tied at 9.
Okay.
And yours was also 9, and it was Germany and Mexico tied.
Two favorites.
Right?
Yeah.
And for me, my two favorites. Yeah. Well, not my favorite pavilion, but my favorite themes.
Theming, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, I guess so. Next round, attractions, both of us gave solid 10s to Mexico.
Entertainment, Mexico.
Yeah, so that threw
chef's gifts. What was in second? Can you give us like something that was like, was it kind of close?
Yeah, before that, I had, I think it was America at 8. Yeah, I erased it, but I'm pretty sure that both of us had America at 8, and I think that was the highest that either of us had given anything in attractions.
Okay.
The American Adventure is awesome. That song,
we didn't give alone. Norway a good score in attractions? I guess not.
You gave it an 8, so I guess you were tied.
Okay.
America and Norway, and I did not.
Yeah, you're not a fan.
I mean,
you guys heard Ryan talk about...
It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
I gave it a 7, not that bad. Extra offerings. My top dog was... Actually, both of our tops were Japan.
Okay.
At 10 points, perfect score. So perfect score for Mexico and attractions, perfect score for Japan and extra offerings. And our vibe rounds was 19 points each of us gave Mexico, which was the big moment where it became victorious. Before that, I had given Japan 18 points, so that was going to be the winner. And you had a tie at 17 between France and Germany.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yep. For vibe. And,
yeah,
I agree with all these. All these have good vibes.
Yeah, yeah. And you could tell, like, what vibe each of us, like, is into.
For sure. That Germany vibe is a little high. Just because of, like, there's, like, not all that many places to, like, chill. Like, sit and chill and actually vibe out.
Yeah, I disagree.
But that's okay. I do like the vibe of the place. It's just not like my favorite place to vibe out in. Now the worst, worst theme. Both of us picked Italy. I gave it slightly lower points than you did, but still bad. Worst attractions. We both gave Italy 1 point.
That's so dismal.
Yeah, real bad. Real bad.
I mean, it deserves it.
Extra offerings. I gave America 2 points, which is why it sat that low.
So unpatriotic.
You gave America 3 points. So
right there with you.
That's that little patriotism for you. Just the one extra point.
Just a little bit.
Slightly beating your China score of 4 points. Yeah. So not very high for extra offerings for either of those. And then on our vibe round, I gave Italy an 8. That was my lowest. You gave Italy a 7. That was your lowest.
Oh, man. I was mean, Italy.
Yeah. Well, it deserves it. So yeah, so that kind of confusing, but if you paid attention, then you got it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that because you forget, and then you're like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, for sure.
I stand by them.
Yeah,
stand by the scores.
It was really interesting seeing, you know, like our last week's and the last episode of this whole thing being such like a shoo-in in certain things where it really shook up the
yeah. I have this thing where I wonder if we started in Mexico, would Mexico have done so well? Because the thing with any sort of ranking thing, and this happens just in anything in life, is like whoever goes first sets the bar.
Sure.
So that you don't ever set it super high, because then you're like, well, what if something better comes?
Sure.
So I wonder about that. I still think it would have smoked, but I think it might not have been a 46. It might have been like a 42.
I think that it still would have broken 40 though, and I nothing else did, you know.
No,
so I'm comfortable with the ranking.
Yeah,
score wise, yeah, maybe, you know, yeah, maybe we gave it a little bit of extra love. I don't know.
Yeah,
I stand by every single score.
I stand by it, but I'm just saying I think it probably would have.
Yeah, I think the only place that I was looking at where like my vibe score of it being a 19 was like very high. But as was said in the episode, I had given Japan an 18, and I like the Mexico Pavilion better than the Japan Pavilion. So, like, for vibe. So, like, what am I supposed to do other than give it a better score, you know? So,
yeah.
So, if anything, I probably overscored Japan slightly, and then that kind of threw off the whole
Sometimes thing. It's good to have that, like, sort of thing to go against. I mean, I do that a lot when we're drinking our rides. I'll be like, especially it happens with the queue, where I'm like, if I gave this queue a 1, I have to give this queue at least a 2 or 3, because it's better than this one that I gave a 1 to. So I do that a lot, and I notice I do it a lot with the queues.
Sure. Yeah.
I have to think about it, because I'm just like, you know, there's queues that are definitely a 1. So if it's like if I give ones that have more than I give those ones that are just a 1, then it's like I know to give it more.
Yeah, especially because we made the rule where you can't just like not give it any point. Like you can't get a 0, because there's some that like just straight up don't deserve.
Right, like Carousel of Progress just like goes around it. I mean, not Carousel of Progress. Prince Charming Carousel.
We can do Carousel of Progress too.
Yeah, like it's just like nothing.
That, yeah, like it really does. I mean, it's got a cool mural, but like it's really not a a thematic cue.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that we could go through, and talk about our personal best of the best, or maybe even like worst of the worst, but I'm thinking more probably bests, of each like attribute, not the whole pavilion, but like Adrian, like what's your favorite, like restaurant or what's your favorite restaurant or food item that you can get in the park?
In the World Showcase?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I guess we can't. Yes, it has to be World Showcase.
Right. We're talking about the world. Yeah, the world.
We can't make, can't this, be like, can't make this bigger now. This is a wrap up show.
Popcorn.
That's for later on.
So, my favorite food item that I could get in the World Showcase.
Yeah, or restaurant. I mean, either or. However you want to play.
Okay.
This is like loose fit. You know.
Okay. My favorite food is the Mexico quick service. It's a must do. So that's why I have to say it's my favorite. Because I'm sure that it's actually not the best food, but it's a must do. So it must be my favorite. Like, I just do it. That's what I get for lunch. Like, in terms of snacks, it's the caramel shop in Germany. Mm. For sure. The shortbread caramel.
I was re-listening to that episode in prep for this, and I was like, oh, good. I forgot about those cookies. We got to make sure I get these cookies.
That's for sure. That's another must-do. And then, you know, the hot ice cream sandwich in France would be another one.
Yeah, my best restaurant is Le Chef's in France. And I think that it's underrated. It's not crazy expensive. It's actually like pretty affordable for what you get.
Yeah.
And it's got great views. Just people watching in general, never mind like if there's like a fireworks show going on. Mm-hmm. Like, I really am comfortable over there. I really like that restaurant quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like I don't have how I do Disney is when I'm in the World Showcase, I like to just eat like a little of everything. So sure. I don't do a sit down. But my favorite, like, vibe restaurants in the World Showcase are San Angel in Mexico and then Le Cellier in Canada.
Totally.
Like, if I had to do something, that would be...
Yeah.
And then just for my family's reasons, the beer garden in Germany.
Yeah, beer garden's fun. Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as is the, Tempanito.
I was going to say Tempanito is another one that's, really like, fun. That's just a fun one.
Yeah, just fun.
Arkashish. I just like saying it.
the Moroccan restaurant?
No, that's Norway.
I've never eaten an Arkashish.
I know you said that. In
I have to.
No, it's a point. Princess. It's a princess meal.
Well, we all know that I love me a princess meal.
You have done that. Your family likes it.
Yep, it's not the part that we like, but we'll do it. They've got good food at Arkashish.
Arkashish,
whatever. So I think that, how about your favorite drink?
Oh,
I wonder what it could be.
It's a margarita in Mexico, but not the avocado one.
Nah.
I've had it and I just find it a little slimy. But a close second would be the orange. Yeah, I really like that.
Dreamsicle or whatever it is.
Yes, that's phenomenal.
It is good.
They also have I think it's like a frozen martini that they tend to have at the festivals that I really love in the France Pavilion. It's really good.
Nice. My favorite is the Ottawa Apple, which is that whiskey cranberry drink at Canada.
Okay.
Love it.
Nice. I've never had.
Delish.
What is it? What is with it?
It's a whiskey drink.
A whiskey drink.
Right? Yeah. It's a whiskey with like apple and cranberry and.
Nice.
Yeah. How about your favorite attraction? I mean, we kind of cover this in the thing, right?
I think my favorite attraction is probably Three Caballeros.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I do like Frozen Ever After. I know you don't, but I do like it. But I
Oh, Canada's a close second for me.
Oh, Canada's like Canada. Yeah. It's just a great
dope song, and then
great song. I think Martin, American Adventures.
Martin Short before was great in it. I haven't seen the Eugene Levy one live. I've only seen it on YouTube.
It's fine. So I think I would go. I think I would go Three Caballeros, and then I would go Frozen Ever After, but then I would go American Adventure and Voices of Liberty as my favorite, entertainment.
Yeah, I'm really...
Voices of Liberty. You know, and now Mariachi Cobre, too.
Nice, yeah.
You don't like the Voices of Liberty?
No. Oh. No, not a fan.
Wrong.
I think that's why it scored so low for me.
I love it.
Wrong. everybody's favorite, Sergio. Sergio's up there. That's not true. Okay. How about music or sounds? Speaking of Voices of Liberty.
Voices of Liberty, Mariachi Cobre. And I do like the UK.
That band?
That band. I forget what the name is. The British Revolution?
Yeah, I think so.
I like them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of ones I actually spend time at.
I like the Canadian band, which I can't.
Oh, yeah. I like them too.
Think of what their name was. Like Lumberjacks United or something.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still there, but I like them.
I think they got brought back. When Sergio got his job back, I'm pretty sure they got their job back too. And I also, you know, like O Canada, I just mentioned that song is
oh, that's the best song in the whole fantastic world.
I don't know. I mean, like, yes. Like,
what's better?
Well, America, Spread Your Golden Wings.
I mean, that's, that makes me feel like a bald eagle.
I know. So, like, that's,
but
like,
in terms of, like, the
I like hook. I like the song for O Canada better, but I like,
yeah, how, I like the hook. I like that, Canada. Like, I like how they, la, la, it sounds like bubbles coming out of your mouth. Like,
totally, totally.
Canada.
But I like how,
but America, Spread Your Golden Wings.
I like how it makes me feel like as a patriot. You yeah. know, like, it makes me feel like I want America, to support my country.
Spread your golden wings. You're just like,
yeah, I wish that I don't have it, unfortunately, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't come
back. I did it. They got
didn't
it.
Come that prepared. How about your favorite store in the World Showcase?
Oh, that's Mishikoshi in yeah, Japan.
Sure is. How about your favorite, like, building or, like, structure, area, that type of thing?
My favorite building.
Like, you know, like our place, we'll say. Like, you know, your favorite, like...
I like the brand new building in the Norway Pavilion.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why I'm really attracted to that.
The summer house, right? The
summer house. I really love that, and it's brand new.
It's got real grass on that roof.
Yeah, I think it's just so cool. I just want it, like, in my backyard. And then I would say that Canada, I like the structures in Canada as well.
Yeah, I like the structures in Canada. The Morocco Marketplace is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
I just love getting lost back there. Everything's so beautiful and well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's cool.
We know our favorites.
Yeah, I mean, those good. Are our favorites. Those are.
I like it.
These are a few of my that's favorite cute. Things. Game time.
Uh-oh.
So these are some fact or fictions for you.
Oh, fact or crap.
Yep. So I'm just going to read out like a sentence and you tell me if it's true or false or, you know, somewhere in between. Yeah, fact or crap.
Okay.
Germany was originally slated to receive a river ride where you would visit the Dark Forest and Oktoberfest.
I don't think this is a trick question because wait a minute. So we know it was supposed to receive a river ride. We know I thought it was going to go like, you know,
down a river.
I didn't think it was going to go into Oktoberfest, so I'm going to say this is crap.
It's true.
Can you? Because I did this one. I talked about this.
Well, I tried to pick most of the ones that you did, so I could try to fool you on ones that you like actually researched. But yeah, they were going to do the Dark Forest, and they were going to do different rivers of Germany. So it was going to be the Rhine, and then a couple other ones, and then they were going to do different like geographic areas. So they were going to go past the Dark Forest, they were going to go through Oktoberfest, and they were going to go through the industrial valley of something to show like more of like a modern Germany. And that was going to be the river cruise down the Rhine at the Germany Pavilion. Well, if you want to stay around Germany,
okay,
in the Biergarten, they
serve, leave the motherland alone.
They serve nearly 160 miles of bratwurst a year. Is that true or false? That's a lot of bratwurst. 160 miles.
I'm gonna say true.
It's true.
You were trying to get me to say false. That's why I knew it was true.
it's something like 26 point. The actual. Thing that I read was 26.3 miles of bratwurst every 60 days.
A lot of worst. A
lot of worst. I don't really understand why they would do it like every 60 days. That's how they know the number, yeah. But whatever. I multiplied it. in Japan, you can buy oysters, but they're not to eat.
Yes, you could buy the pearls. Yeah, pick a pearl.
In Mitsukushi. I think that it's actually down right now.
It is down.
This is kind of a trick question.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm going to accept true. Because that is the deal. Due to religious and cultural sensitivities, China would not light up during illuminations.
There's a couple of them that wouldn't. It was Morocco was one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I paid attention during
ours. Yeah.
But I think that China was also one of them. So I'm going to say true.
No, Morocco's the only one.
Morocco was the one? Okay. Yeah,
yeah. But I'm proud of you for remembering that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Next question. The Patina Restaurant Group brings in water from Naples, Italy, in order to make the pizza as delicious as possible at Via Napoli At the Italian Pavilion. I think probably other restaurants as well, not just Via Napoli.
That's true.
It's not true.
It's not true?
No, they bring flour in from Naples.
I knew they brought something in. I remember that.
They bring the water in from Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania has the same pH.
Pennsylvania apparently. Pizza.
Yep. That's... It's got the same pH as Naples, Italy, apparently.
Okay.
Next up, at the American Pavilion, the architecture was based off of the design for Monticello, Independence Hall, and Valley Forge.
I hate your guts right now because I talked about this. I was the one that researched this episode.
Yeah.
I feel like you're tricking me. I feel like you changed out one. I'm going to go false.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It is false. Not from Valley Forge.
Not Valley Forge. Just the one I was like, I don't remember saying Valley Forge.
Yeah, it was like Boston's Independence Hall or something. It was the third one.
Yeah.
The pyramid in the Mexico Pavilion is a launch spot for the fireworks.
We didn't talk about this.
This was not covered last week, however.
It's not covered last week.
Is it true or is it false?
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. And finally, the bridge that connects the UK and France is modeled after the Pont des Arts Bridge, otherwise known as the Lock Bridge in Paris.
True.
It is true.
Yeah.
You did great.
I did okay, but yeah,
you did great. There was just a couple that you know, missed on, and there were ones that I was being extra douchey tricky on, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. I think you're still in Epcot Pro.
Thanks. Epcot Pro level unlocked.
For sure, for sure. So
that was fun.
Now I thought that maybe we would cover like some of the weird shit that we've found in the showcase. So either, you know, in person or through our deep dive, what is the strangest thing that you have seen in the showcase?
So the weirdest things that I've seen in the showcase. I think the steins in Germany that have the piece of the Berlin Wall.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's just weird to me that, like, there's steins with a piece of the Berlin Wall. The mask shop.
Yeah, Venetian mask shop in
Venetian
Italy.
Mask shop creeps me out.
And the fact
and
that
the
we
sword
learned,
shop.
And the fact that we learned that you can ask for the secret masks and they'll go next door and bring you, like Harry Potter masks.
I don't like it.
It's so strange.
Yeah, because it's
yeah, we
not,
had a I lot think. Of... During that episode, we had a lot of sex party talk during that. We were like...
It's clear that they'd like to party over there.
This is just people that are getting ready for their eyes wide shut party.
And I think it's weird that there's a sword shop and you could buy a sword.
Multiple.
Yeah.
Multiple sword
you
could
buy
shop.
Lots of swords in the World Showcase.
Yeah, for real. Like three of our episodes were like, yeah, go here to buy knives.
Yeah.
What the fuck is buying knives?
Yeah, you can't come in with one, but you can go out with one for sure.
Well, if you're ever in a zombie apocalypse in the kingdom,
you know where to
you
go.
Know where to go.
Thanks, Dark Ride. Right what about China. What is your answer to that question?
I found a few weirdo facts about the promenade itself that runs around the World Showcase. First off, if you walk around the lagoon from Mexico to Canada, you make it or opposite. Fine, Canada to Mexico. Not dying on this hill any longer. Now that we've done the whole thing.
You've been convinced.
Yeah. I've spent 3 months going one way, so I'll just stick with that.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah. So if you make that little loopy loop, it's 1.25 miles.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's like, don't think about going in and out of the pavilions. And like, you wonder why your feet are sore after a day at Epcot. That's why. Like, you're walking.
1.2 miles around.
1.25 miles around without going into the pavilions, just on the promenade itself.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagineers determined that the pathways should be red, which I, you know, they're like this weird pink color or whatever, so that the greenery in the area would visually like look much more green. So like even if you're having like a drought and like, you know, the greenery is looking a little off, it's looking a little brown, it being next to its complementary color red makes it look like extra green.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, it's like a little Imagineering trick. So I'm going to give a little cheers to the Imagineers.
Cheers
on that
to the Imagineers. Champagne to your brain.
And then finally on the promenade, there is a spot between Morocco and France where the walkway has like a little bit of a darker patch, and it kind of looks like a little brown paved river that runs from the lagoon itself into the woods. And that it was done to symbolize the Strait of Gibraltar that runs between Spain and Morocco. And that's just fucking weird because, like, Spain's not represented. So, like, I don't really know why they put it in.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a really weird little, you know.
That's strange.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are my weirdo facts.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. Let's talk about, like, what would you, you know, we've spent a long time dealing with Epcot. What would you add?
Okay. I'm actually, like, with everything that I'm thinking about, I'm just thinking about things that we talked about and, like, things I've learned over this couple months going through this. Mm-hmm. I definitely think the bathhouse in Morocco was one of my best ideas for what would plus that pavilion. I think it would plus the World Showcase. The coffee shop in Italy.
Totally.
Another one that I think that they have to add. And I know this is a weird one, and I don't understand the logistics of it, but I feel like there should be some sort of, like, cute trolley that you can jump on and off to get around the World Showcase a little bit. Like,
not have to walk it.
Yeah, like, there should just be some, like, continuous trolley. Like, it's like a jump on and off sort of trolley system where, like, it stops quickly, you jump on, you jump, you know, like, just some sort of thing where I think that would help a lot of people, too, that maybe have mobility issues and stuff like that. I mean, that would be a little tricky with dealing with, but just maybe older people or anything. Like, I just feel like there should be a quicker way to kind of get around it if you're,
if you're trying to get to one place.
I
totally agree with you. I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know the logistics. Maybe there's, like, I don't know what I'm.
Maybe, like, on the lagoon side, a moving walkway or something.
Yeah, or, like,
that would be nice, too, like, to be able to, like, be outdoors and just, like, stand there and like, move around, like,
zzz, you know, slowly move and around. And I feel like it would be sort of a an obstruction because there's not so much walking room, but
yeah, I mean, it gets very crowded.
It does. But that could also kind of help with it, too. Like, I think that there should be something that's, like, a little bit, you know, because it is. And waiting for those, like, if you want to wait for that friendship boat to go, like, across.
No, it's a bitch.
It's, like, you just kind of, you're at a certain point, you're just staring and you're like, all right, I really wasted a lot of time.
Totally.
Waiting for this bitch.
Totally, totally.
So that would be mine.
Nice. I would love to see a new pavilion. I would love to see a Russian pavilion. I think that would
that's
be really
what
amazing.
You've already created.
In my head.
We've learned. The non-Russian guy created the Russian
pavilion. No. I didn't create it. I just wanted to. Yeah. And I still want to. I think that would be a really beautiful and, like, visually interesting addition to the World Showcase. On a different scale, I would love if we had, like, just one thrill ride amongst the showcase. I don't know if that's, you know, the Japan Bullet Train roller coaster that never made it off the drawing board, or if it's a walkthrough attraction in the UK where you're mugged by soccer hooligans. I don't know. I don't know what the thrill is, but, like, I want to see, like, something to, like, get my blood running.
Do you know that I don't want a thrill ride in the World Showcase? I feel like I want to keep the World Showcase calm. Okay. Like, I have a thing. Like, if there was, like, a something exhilarating in the World Showcase, like, something would be off for the vibe for me personally.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to ruin the vibe. Like, that's not what I'm getting at. I don't want to see it, but I do want it to exist.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just feel like for me, it would just be like a bunch of people, like, running for the coaster, and I'd be like, oh, get out of here. Go to Hollywood Studios.
Sure. No, I mean, you make a good point. You make a good point. But
yeah, I just feel like I'm glad they have the Guardians ride coming, and that's over in Future World. Like, I don't know. I've never been looking. I kind of like the idea of, like, the calm sort of, like.
But if it was something like the way that Rock and Roller Coaster is set up, where you know, it's all hidden. Like, you have no, you don't hear the screams, you don't know what's going on in that building. Like, if that was set back behind, you know, behind Morocco, you had, like, you know, a Thousand Arabian Nights thing or something, you know, like, I think that could be really cool.
Maybe.
I'm not pushing for it.
All right.
But I see the want of it, but
for sure. And I see the you know, I would rather keep this a peaceful place. I totally get that. If you could take away something from the World Showcase as it stands today, what are you getting rid of?
Harmonious barges?
Yep. Yep, we both got it.
I would also get rid of the huge dump of concrete in the Italy pavilion.
Yeah, I said flatten the back half of Italy and start over, and maybe the same for China.
Yeah.
Yep. Even though it's not a giant flat thing in China, just get rid of the back
Something
half.
That I also think is an issue in the World Showcase, particularly that relates to Harmonious, and I noticed this my last trip. The trees are an obstruction to the nighttime show, and I don't know what to do about that, because you don't want to remove trees, because that trees create, like, you know, sort of like coziness and like a lushness, but like, I don't know, like,
well, like it's because the show is so based on the visuals.
Yeah, and like now. You have to see the water. You're not, if you were looking up, it wouldn't be a problem. But it's because you have to look straight ahead, and that, like, if you're anywhere but on the lagoon, you have a tree obstruction.
Yeah.
And that's something that, like, I felt the last time. I was like, I was constantly looking for like a spot without trees, and then that would be like sort of crowded. So there's something that needs to be worked out a little bit in that way too.
Yeah, I agree with you. There is something. I mean, I think that Harmonious has a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see it in person. I've heard that in person it tracks a lot. It slaps.
Yeah.
I've heard that it slaps in person. It's not
to be seen. I liked it not in person too, but also too, just FYI everyone, I heard an inside tip. If you're disappointed about Enchantment at that other park, don't consider it a permanent show. It is a work in motion, and they've already been tweaking based on people's feedback. It's already been tweaked a little bit, and the same thing's happening with Harmonious too. It's been tweaked in small subtle ways. So,
and if you see a cast member with a clipboard, you know, that's like taking suggestions,
give suggestions,
talk to them. Like they really do take these suggestions. It's not like you're not just wasting your time. If you're a fan that goes often, it is definitely in your best benefit to to talk, you know, to see what the, you know, just have a conversation with them and tell them
chatty chat.
Yeah, tell them how you're feeling about.
Yeah, if you had an obstruction of a tree, be like, look, I couldn't see the fireworks because of all the trees. Like that's the only way that they'll start to
cut them all down.
That's the only way they'll start to figure out though what they could do. And I don't want them to cut down trees. I never about promoting cutting down trees, but I think that they have to think about these on water things when there's trees in the way. Just saying.
And viewpoints, you know, I mean, like, you know, for the longest time, Illuminations was so smart because it took place relatively low and it took place totally in the round. So any place that you could get that had like a decent enough view, because that park gets crowded, you know, especially
and
at the
fact that the barge was moving and you didn't have to see it all day long was super like smart.
Super smart.
Kind of went the other way where like we need permanent barges.
I'm shocked that made it through the blue sky period.
Yeah, I'm surprised they got the green light.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm going to hold out judgment.
Yeah.
Pure judgment.
And when we both go on our trip that is at the same time, we will do a wrap-up show where we really get in all this stuff, which is happening soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
From now.
Well, we don't know what day this.
Yeah, but I have a pretty good idea. I think it's like less than a month away.
Well, there you go. I knew it was back when we were, it was like 30 something days or something.
Yeah.
So I think it's quick.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I think this is our wrap up of the World Showcase.
We hope you guys enjoyed it. Like, can you let us know?
Yeah, please let us know.
I want to say, by the way, though, to the people that have reached out, there were people that reached out, and I would forward these to Ryan. If anybody's a friend of mine on TikTok, anytime you send me a comment, I also forward it to Ryan. I appreciate, you know, you guys letting us know the feedback of this, and I got great ones. Like, tons of people loved the Canada episode. Tons of people loved the Morocco episode. Let us know, just so we could, you know, make sure that we're giving you guys what you want.
Yeah, totally. We love to hear from you guys. It means the world to us. It really, like, it totally makes my day anytime that we get an email from you, or anytime that Adrian forwards me a screenshot from one of our DMs on TikTok or from Instagram, it just means everything. We don't get paid to do this. We do this because we love it.
We love talking about this stuff.
And because we love the fact that you guys love it.
It really
means everything to us. Thank you for sticking with us for, this long
months and months and months
run. We're going to be getting back to rides.
I'm excited, dude.
Yeah.
Ready to talk about rides.
Yeah. I can't, like, we're going to get out of Epcot for a little bit.
We're going to feel a little rusty.
Probably. Yeah. It's been a hot minute since we talked about a ride.
I don't even know what to do. I don't know,
Do we have a system in place? Oh, wait.
What is a ride?
True. What is a ride? I don't know. What do you think? I think we did it.
I think we did it right. We wrapped up the showdown.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
The Dark Ride is presented by Drunk Distry and is available every Wednesday on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can always pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Those really, really help us out. The best way you can help us out is just by telling a fellow Disney Parks or theme parks loving friend to listen. If you love us, then they're going to love us. And if you don't tell them, then they ain't going to know. Feel free to hit us up at drunkdistry@gmail.com for comments and anything. I'll be your friend. Also, please follow us on Instagram and TikTok for lots of great Disney Parks content. That's at Drunk Distry. Thanks for joining us, and remember to always keep your kingdom cool.
On a kid's moon, I hope that they water you. As to banks for miles, crossing in style. Drifters on a blue dot, off to see the Epcot. Wherever you're going, I'm going, the same way. Yeah.
Keep me on my tippy toes. Still getting old. September, we're birthing new.